Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to talk a little Deshaun Watson every day as we inch towards the trade deadline, which is next week. It seems like there's more and more talk about Deshaun. Jason came in here this morning and was saying there's a deal in place with Miami, but the owner has to decide, I guess, whether they're going to pull the trigger or not. Yesterday, you heard Roger Goodell say they are still gathering information. It's been a lot of information gathering.
This is the report. John McClain from the Houston Chronicle reports the compensation in the potential Watson trade between the Dolphins and Texans has been agreed to. Miami owner Stephen Ross has even approved the trade, but the sticking point is that he wants Watson's legal issues resolved before it's executed. The only realistic way for that to occur prior to November 2, which is the trade deadline, would be if Watson settled all 22 civil suits. Impossible. As McClain reports, however, Watson does not want to settle because he believes that he would be admitting guilt. That trade ain't happening because he's not going to settle those suits before
November. That's not happening.
Now, maybe they do it anyway and they just roll the dice and say, we'll deal with it after the season.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think the owner's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you take a guy where, you know, could go to jail or be suspended for a long time?
Well, that's kind of where we're at on the reporters, but this is more of an opinion question. J.P. Finley, our colleague, listen to him right after us every morning, 10 o'clock with B. Mitch, tweeted, I guess he had a discussion with our pal Pete Haley, who says he wouldn't trade for Deshaun Watson. He said, let somebody else deal with that. That was Pete Haley. Finley says, gotta say I disagree. The PR hits for Washington can't get worse. Try to win games.
That I agree with.
Do you subscribe to that?
No.
That the PR is so bad, you can't make it worse. Make a play for Deshaun, and we can open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. We understand there's sexual harassment allegations and all this noise about the team, even though we're probably never going to see the report, and that it wouldn't look good to bring in a guy accused of everything that Deshaun Watson is accused of. But if you have that philosophy, the PR hits for Washington can't get worse. Do you mind going for Deshaun Watson? 800-636-1067.
It can get worse.
All right, real quick. There's more to the story, okay? So during a press conference yesterday, last night, from the NFL owners meeting in New York, Goodell was asked about this. Goodell said that the league does not have access to the same info as Houston police. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But he also said he doesn't feel the league has enough information to place Watson on the commissioner's exempt list.
Right.
So if they don't have the enough ammo for that, if the deal is made, maybe he can immediately play.
He might be able to, but still could go be suspended in a year from now.
Ultimately, you're right.
Would you trade for him, though? The question is, J.P. Finley's philosophy is PR can't get worse.
Right.
Try to win games. Go get Deshaun.
This is one organization you can't.
I understand where you're coming from. I would do it, but I'm just a dumb media guy.
I can tell would do it.
I'm team J.P. Finley here. The PR hits have been bad for 20 plus years.
What's another bad one?
This is a bad one? Another one on the pile.
It would be the all-time most boneheaded move. That's currently in the middle of a sexual harassment crisis with emails, with cheerleaders tweeting every day, with lawyers all over this organization.
It's a bad look. In the middle
of a sexual harassment scandal.
But what if he doesn't get suspended?
They're now going to trade for a serial accused sexual harasser with 22 chicks?
He hasn't been proven guilty yet.
Hasn't been proven guilty, but just a mere appearance of it. Can't do it here. Now, other teams, they have that luxury. We don't have that equity.
You'd be so excited if they pulled off a deal for Watson.
No, I'd love to
see a couple wins and all be forgotten.
I don't like to take like a that crazy of a stance, like be what? Too like just moral.
You don't want to win. Like, yeah. Winning's more important.
This is just a unique circumstance. Like you could almost take a guy like that murdered somebody before a sexual harasser.
But
right
eventually,
now.
All those other issues, they're going to die down at some point. They just are.
What other issues?
The email scandal, the toxic workplace, the harassment of females.
Yeah, but you know what's
workplace.
Not going to go away anytime soon? The 22 allegations.
Yeah, but if they're all settled, you know,
and maybe he settles
out of court.
Maybe he settles them in the offseason. Who knows? All right, let's go to the folks.
In my opinion, worth the risk, because otherwise you're floundering at the most important position in the league.
Yeah. He's not the only answer.
He's
a great answer.
He's one of the few answers, because there aren't a lot.
Without the baggage, he's the perfect answer.
Sure.
Without
the baggage, he'd already been traded and playing for someone else already.
I agree with Finley on the PR aspect, because, yeah, it can get a little bit worse, but Marsley, it's just terrible, right? So it's terrible. It's still terrible.
I think you could
the question I have is, will he be able to play? That's really the larger question for me.
Well, if you believe Goodell says they don't have the enough information
to
play some on that list.
I'd be willing to roll the dice.
Yeah.
I have to say I am shocked. All right, let's go to – there's literally no moral line that we're willing to draw.
It's a bad move. I agree. It's a bad look.
It's not great optics. I understand but
football's greater.
Be great for sports radio.
Yeah.
Football's greater to you. If you were a front office guy, you're trading for reputation's on the line.
I have to consider it. If I'm the Martys, on the table.
You have to consider it, but then you also have to look at the ramifications.
Yeah, what are the ramifications? Your attendance is going to get worse?
I can deal with those down the road.
I think your attendance is going to get worse.
You're really going to ramp up.
This is a franchise that has majored and minored in horrible PR for 20-plus years.
So I don't think down on it. That's like tripling down on it.
Hasn't Antonio Brown had a million problems? Tom Brady said, come join me.
They're not in the
make
same
team.
The
better.
Owner hasn't been accused of sexual harassment. They're not in the middle of a scandal.
So you understand.
Tampa could do it. Some other team could do it. This is the one team that I don't think could afford to do it.
All right. So you're just basing that off of what's going on currently with
yes.
the team. Okay.
We're in the,
so if that wasn't going on, you wouldn't have a problem making the trade.
Well, I still think it's an issue, but I can understand it. You have the equity built in. That you can say, hey, listen, it's a one-off. We're believing in redemption. We hope it's not true. Here, we can't even deal with
it. I'm the Martys, here's the way I look at it. Forward thinking. I'm looking forward. I'm not looking at everything terrible that's happened in the past. I'm looking at the best way to improve my football team. And it's a huge risk, but it's a risk that's worth it.
By the way, it's not the Martys. It's Ron. Ron came on the show and confirmed it again. He makes the decisions.
Sure.
There was just emails exposed where the GM sending naked pictures of cheerleaders
and topless.
Against their will.
Here's how I explain
that. But he's not here anymore.
That's what I say. I say he's not here anymore.
He's not here.
He's a part of our sordid
past.
We're still
in the middle of that controversy. Is not going
Let
away.
Me ask
it's
you
not
question.
Great.
Tyreek Hill punched his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach in college.
Yeah.
Do you think Chiefs fans care?
That's a different scenario again.
Why?
Because the owner isn't accused of punching girls.
I know,
100 times.
But he's a bad guy, or was a bad guy.
I agree. Bad guys are all over the NFL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.